We have weekend events and activities to talk about. This is what we usually do after the news at 8:30. We have a few things that we talk about, not nearly to the extent of the thousands of things that are going on, but we just toss a few your way and let you know what's going on in and around parts of the Great Lakes Bay region. Tonight, it's the farewell tour that comes to the Midland Center for the Arts for comedian Bill Engvall. And he has two performances scheduled tonight, 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. To find out about ticket availability, call 989-631-8250 or online. It's MidlandCenter.org, MidlandCenter.org, the farewell tour of comedian Bill Engvall. Fridays at the Falls continues at Waterfall Park in Bay City at 6 o'clock. The free music and the performance tonight is A Pair of Aces. That's the performance for Fridays at the Falls, 6 o'clock, 3rd Street Waterfall Park in Bay City for Friday at the Falls this week. Hey, guess what begins tonight in Saginaw? Friday Night Live. Over the next number of weeks, great music and opportunities to have your dinners for the food trucks and other beverages and opportunities. Everyone's going to have a good time. Friday Night Live at Morley Plaza in downtown Saginaw. And it's sponsored by Team One Credit Union, by Ascension St. Mary's, and by Michigan Arts and Culture Council, by WNEM-TV5. 5:30 till 9 tonight. And tonight it's Rolling on the River. And that's going to be had with Friday Night Live, PrideInSaginaw.com. PrideInSaginaw.com for more information on Friday Night Live. We have music from the Marsh tomorrow at the Bay City State Park, 7 o'clock at the outdoor stage. It's going to be held in the auditorium in case of rain. But tomorrow, Ray Camillay is going to be performing Songs and Tall Tales. You'll find out more about Music from the Marsh. You go to Facebook at Music from the Marsh and discover the continuation of the fun being had tomorrow night with that performance that is scheduled. We have the Saginaw Valley Railroad Historical Society in its 40th anniversary celebration and an open house scheduled tomorrow from 1 till 4 p.m. The museum at 900 Maple Street at the tracks in Saginaw. It's going to have a lot of artifacts and photo exhibits of local railroad history, an HO scale model railroad layout, the Donald Eder Railroad book collection. Donations are asked. There's no set admission. Just ask to donate. And if you do make a $20 donation, you'll actually receive a one-year individual membership with the Saginaw Valley Railroad Historical Society. Find out more on Facebook with the facebook.com/Saginaw Railway Museum tomorrow for the open house, 1 till 4 p.m. Also going on tomorrow, there's going to be a special Gear Up for Safety family bike event with the Saginaw County Parks and Recreation with Ascension St. Mary's and the Field Neuroscience Institute, the Saginaw County Sheriff's Department, the League of Michigan Bicyclists, and Bicycle Village. It's a chance for you in a couple of different sessions at a 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. session to get free bike helmets and fittings and other giveaways. And this is all happening at the Saginaw Valley Rail Trail, the trailhead at Van Warmer Road. And it's free, so you show up there and get your bike helmet and get it fitted, and then take a ride on the trail. Call 989-790-5280 for information and to reserve a slot, too, especially since they're giving away the helmets. 989-790-5280. We have a special event on Saturday with the Delta College Planetarium. You can join the planetarium staff and volunteers for a demonstration, for shows, for take-home guides and displays celebrating the first images from the James Webb Space Telescope. It's a free event. It's actually going to include a live stream panel discussion of NASA experts. And this is going to be at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Delta College Planetarium in Bay City. On Sunday in Saginaw, the Second Eddy Concert Band has its next concert scheduled at the Jolt Event Park at 7 o'clock in the evening. Of course, it's free, as all Saginaw Eddy Concert Band concerts are. And Creature Feature is the name for this Sunday. And the concert with the Saginaw Eddy Concert Band. The Frankenmuth Women's Club concerts at the park. On Sunday, Journey tribute. It's called Captured by a Journey tribute band. The concert will begin at 7 at the Schoplatz in Memorial Park. Go to frankenmuth.org to find out more. That's frankenmuth.org for this Sunday and the Frankenmuth Women's Club concerts in the park. Sunday evening, the old Saginaw City Lawn Chair Film Festival continues. And La Bamba is the featured movie this coming Sunday. This is at the corner of corner of Ames and North Hamilton in Old Saginaw City. Bring your favorite lawn chair. It's a free event. Movies start at dusk. Find out more going online to lawnchairfilmfestival.org. That's lawnchairfilmfestival.org. Coming up on Tuesday, the next Thomas Township Parks and Recreation Picnic in the Park series. This is at Rethke Park on Letty Road. The Savior Machines performing this coming Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. It's free. There'll be some concessions for purchase if you'd like. And find out more on the Facebook page for Thomas Township for this coming Tuesday. And the Savior Machines, part of the Picnic in the Park series at Rethke Park. On Tuesday, Northwood University presents its inaugural Freedom Fest concert series. And this coming Tuesday, the first concert in that series will take place. The Coleman Road Band performing. The Coleman Road Band is a five-piece band playing classic rock, blues, soul, and R&B. And the public is invited. Great music, games for the family, even food trucks on hand if you need to purchase some food. So enjoy it. Go to northwood.edu for more information. Northwood.edu for more information on the Northwood University's inaugural Freedom Fest concert series. The Bridgeport Historical Society and its free concert series continues this coming Tuesday at 7 o'clock. You can enjoy Jake and Jen performing a variety of music. Bring the lawn chairs and have a good time at the museum, the Bridgeport Historical Society Museum, and it is free. On Wednesday, the Freeland Parks Summer Concert Series continues. And on Wednesday, Empty Pockets performing acoustics. This is at the Hayes Park at 9200 Midland Road. Free concert at 6:30. On Facebook, find out more with the Freeland Parks Summer Concert Series. Also next Wednesday, it's part of the Wednesdays in the Park at Winona Park. It's Lonely Old Night, a John Mellencamp tribute band performing. And that's going to be at 7 o'clock at the Winona Park Band Shell. StateTheaterBayCity.com for information. Put an R-E on the theater part. StateTheaterBayCity.com. Hey, the Saginaw Police can have another front porch roll call next Tuesday. I'm sorry, next Wednesday, July 20th, 6 o'clock. This will be at 316 North Carolina in Saginaw. Chance to meet and learn and interact with the officers, voice concerns, ask questions. Saginaw Police front porch roll call next Wednesday, July 20th, 6 o'clock at 316 North Carolina in Saginaw. Next Wednesday, Jazz in the Garden continues at the Anderson and Richmond Center. Cool Lemon Jazz to perform, 7 o'clock in the evening, a free concert. There will be refreshments, beverages, and food to purchase as you wish. But the concert itself is free at the Anderson Enrichment Center, Jazz in the Garden. Go to AndersonCenter.org for information, AndersonCenter.org. A reminder that the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw continues. Every Wednesday, the drive-through giveaway, 10 a.m., with 110 boxes of food and personal items given away on a first-come, first-served basis. This is at the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw with the Ecumenical Food Pantry from First Presbyterian Church. And next Thursday, Tunes by the Tridge in Midland continues. The Resonators performing next Thursday, 7 till 9 p.m., free concert. Go to cityofmidlandmi.gov for information, cityofmidlandmi.gov. And Thursdays at Uptown, next Thursday, A Pair of Aces performing, 6 o'clock concert at the Uptown Bay City Waterfront Community. Find out more about that on Facebook. Lots to see, lots to do, lots to enjoy in the Great Lakes Bay region and beyond. And again, we always say we offer only a little smattering of the thousands of things that are going on.